If the Food and Drug Administration approves the first ever genetically modified salmon, the so-called Frankenfish could soon be coming to a plate near you. The transgenic salmon was engineered by a Massachusetts-based company called Aqua Bounty and can reach market size twice as fast as regular salmon. Growth hormone genes from the Chinook salmon and a gene from the ocean pout that causes fish to eat year-round were spliced into Atlantic salmon genes to create the fast-growing fish. Wild Atlantic salmon take up to 3 years to mature, while Aqua Bounty's fish mature in only 16 to 18 months. Other than the extreme growth rate, Aqua Bounty claims the transgenic salmon is exactly identical to wild Atlantic salmon. Industry experts believe the fish will bring advantages to both farmers, who will be able to cash in on their bounty quicker, and the environment, since wild salmon populations are dwindling. Aqua Bounty won't sell the fish, but plans to sell the eggs to farmers instead. However, there is a dark side to the mutant fish. Like genetically modified fruits and vegetables, the health-related effects of GM fish are largely unknown. Additionally, as is the case with GM produce, the FDA would likely not require transgenic fish sold in stores to be labeled as such. Furthermore, if accidentally released from farms, the fish could potentially further decrease or even wipe out the wild salmon population. According to a Purdue University study, just 60 transgenic fish bred in a population of 60,000 wild fish could cause the wild variety to go extinct in 40 generations. Aqua Bounty counters these allegations with a claim that they will market only sterile female salmon. But it comes as no surprise that advocates of organic, non-GMO food are seriously concerned about the impending approval of GM salmon by the FDA, which has announced public hearings this fall. My guest is Ronnie Cummins. He is the executive director of the group Organic Consumers Association. He co-authored the book Genetically Engineered Foods, a Self-Defense Guide for Consumers, with Ben Lilliston and Francis Moore LaPay. Welcome to Uprising, Ronnie.
Good to be with you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Why is this genetically engineered salmon so significant? I mean, we've had GM food around for a while, right?
Yes, but the public has been very reluctant, as the industry knows, to accept genetically engineering foods. You know, most of the genetically engineered crops have been going into animal feed. So the public is very skittish about genetically engineered foods, something like a genetically engineered wheat or tomato or so on. And they're especially skeptical and grossed out by the idea of genetically engineering animals. And so industry and the Congress and the FDA have realized this for a long time, and they've waited until now to try to force this on the public.
So is this the first time that a non-plant food is a genetically modified version of a non-plant food could be approved?
Yes, there have been approvals of, a genetically engineered hormone. That was the first genetically engineered food that's injected into cows to make them give more milk, a bovine growth hormone.
Right.
But this would be the first animal or fish approved.
So let's talk a little bit about how Aqua Bounty plans to make this happen. They're not actually going to sell the fish, but they're only going to sell eggs, and they're only going to sell eggs of female sterile fish. So no male fish, only female fish, and female fish that can't reproduce. They're doing this presumably to protect wild salmon populations, because if genetically engineered fish were to be able to reproduce, they could essentially wipe out the wild salmon populations?
Yes. If you look at the fine print, however, of Aqua Bounty's application, they point out they can't guarantee that all the fish will be sterile. They say 99%.
Hmm.
That's the reason why the National Academy of Sciences and a study at Purdue University have warned that you cannot genetically engineer fish, put them in these fish pens, these fish farm pens, and expect that they're not going to escape, that they're not going to interbreed with wild species. And as the Purdue study showed, 40 generations of fish later, there won't be any more wild fish.
Now, why is that? Is that that basically they'll mix and so you'll end up getting offspring that are the result of the GM fish and the wild salmon, so there won't be any purely wild left?
Yes. Well, two things. First of all, this genetically engineered salmon, frankenfish, eats constantly.
So they're aggressive.
Yeah, they're aggressive. They eat constantly. They'll eat up the food that the wild fish would be searching for. Second thing is that the fish tend to gravitate toward larger fish to mate with them, an instinctive thing. And so that's the reason why it will inevitably cause the extinction of the wild species. Now, the fish industry knows quite well that this is the case. What they also understand is that wild fish are on their way out anyway, given our industrial contamination, given the global warming and so on, and that eventually farmed fish, as in the case of salmon, won't just be half the market. They'll be all the market anyway, so they might as well be genetically engineered. And they're also conveniently overlooking the fact that we've got decades of evidence now that this gene splicing technology that is used to genetically engineered fish or plants or other animals or humans, human bloodlines, this is an inexact science. Its molecular biologists point out this is really not the way to, quote, improve varieties of plants. And it's a kind of hit or miss, and you don't really know whether it's going to produce a toxic product which will show up several generations down the line or not. So it's inherently risky to human health, definitely risky to the environment, and it's also covering up the fact that, you know, why are half of the fish in the world that are consumed today farmed fish? I mean, because if you would eat one of these genetically engineered salmon, you got to remember that it has all the problems associated with farmed salmon in the first place, in addition to the genetically engineered risk. In other words, they're feeding farmed fish antibiotics. They're feeding them slaughterhouse waste. They're spraying pesticides in these pens. The fish at the end of the line are so nasty looking that they use a dye to give farmed salmon the pink look. So, I mean, you're ingesting an inherently toxic product with a farmed fish. Now you're going to be ingesting a toxic farmed salmon that is even more hazardous and also definitely is a direct threat to the wild species that you might want to eat instead.
And I think you bring up a really good point. I mean, the fact that wild fish in the world are disappearing because of the various issues you mentioned earlier, global warming, industrial waste, and not the least of which is simply overfishing. We're not addressing these issues, are we, to try to even save wild fish? We're just, we as a society, and particularly you know, the major businesses that are invested in fishing have accepted that wild fish are a lost cause, and we've assumed that they're going to go extinct and are essentially helping them go extinct.
That's it. I mean, our message to consumers right now is don't eat farmed salmon, period. Right now, like the Monterey Bay, people are pointing out that the salmon even the wild salmon from around Washington State and Oregon and British Columbia, their numbers are so low right now because of environmental stress. We shouldn't be eating those either. The only thing we really should be eating on the West Coast and most of the U.S., if we can afford it, is wild Alaskan salmon, which is healthier and which is not yet endangered. So this is like so many of the – there's 560 patents right now held by Monsanto and other genetically engineered engineering companies that basically to deal with climate, the climate crisis and the environmental crisis. And so instead of dealing with the crisis, which we must do, they want to put us to sleep with ideas that soon we'll have fish, soon we'll have crops that can adapt to climate chaos and environmental destruction. And we've got to wake people up and point out that we need to save the oceans. Part of the way you save the oceans is by paying attention to what you buy and what you eat. And you've got to stop subsidizing these fish farms, which are destroying the habitat of the wild animals, and stand up for protecting the Gulf of Mexico and these other 400 dead zones right now. I mean, the oil spill has called our attention to the health of the oceans and how fragile and precarious and how important they are to us. But we need to realize we've had an ongoing oil spill in our kitchens and on our farms with our energy-intensive, oil-intensive industrial agriculture that has been killing the oceans and the fish for quite a while now.
I'm speaking with Ronnie Cummins. He is the executive director of the Organic Consumers Association. He is also the co-author of the book Genetically Engineered Foods, A Self-Defense Guide for Consumers, which came out a few years ago. We're talking about the fact that the Food and Drug Administration may be getting ready to approve the a genetically engineered salmon called Aqua Advantage Salmon, which has been made by splicing genes from other fish into the Atlantic salmon so that it is more profitable. Now, one of the things that that came up in my research is that it seems as though this particular model that Aqua Bounty, the company that's marketing these fish, are using is very similar to Monsanto's model of using Terminator seeds and in their relationship with farmers. You basically sell the farmers seeds that don't reproduce, and then they have to keep coming back to buy more seeds every year instead of saving their seeds for the next year's harvest. I'm wondering if you think that also plays into the fact that Aqua Bounty is going to really be looking at long-term projected profits, because they're going to be selling fish eggs to fisheries that are going to continually rely on Aqua Bounty for their new harvest every year.
Yeah, what's happened with genetically engineered crops is that they convince producers to buy these seeds, these genetically modified organisms, and then once people get used to it, they start to jack up the price. And once you've gotten hooked on the kind of cash flow and the procedures involved in these genetically engineered fish on your fish farm, it's unlikely you're gonna go back, or that you're gonna be able to go back. So it's a one-way street. It's a high-tech future that is risky, that covers up the fact that we've got to deal with the situation we've got now in the natural world, and we have ASAP, we've got to move quickly to save the oceans and to save the fish.
So the FDA has announced public hearings this fall on this GM salmon. And how likely do you think it is that the FDA will go ahead and approve this? And will it make sense for people to attend these, find out about these, and attend these public hearings?
Well, so far the track record of the Obama administration has been very similar to the previous Bush and Clinton administrations. These are people who are believers in high-tech genetic engineering. Bill Gates and others, who are close friends of Obama.
I wonder if Michelle Obama feels that way, given her sort of push towards natural foods, organic foods.
Well, she probably has a slightly different opinion on this. And one thing we should keep in mind is that even if the FDA goes ahead and approves this, we already have a precedent in the state of Alaska, believe it or not, which has passed a law, a mandatory requirement for labeling genetically engineered fish. Industry is terrified of this type of law. They know if consumers have a choice, they will not purchase genetically engineered products. So what we're planning to do is make sure that other states, notice that Alaska has this law, and they can pass the law as well, and then we can have an effective boycott. But we want the message to be that we shouldn't be eating farmed salmon either. It's not just genetically engineered farmed salmon that are the problem. Farmed salmon themselves are inherently unhealthy and hazardous and bad for the environment, and we should be ashamed of ourselves for ordering salmon in restaurants or purchasing it at a retail store unless it is in this particular time wild Alaskan salmon or another variety of wild salmon that's not endangered.
Hmm. The genetically modified salmon we're talking about is going to be called Aqua Advantage salmon. And I suppose in the absence of labeling, listeners can, in future months, if it does get approved, at least be able to identify the fish with that name, Aqua Advantage salmon. But as my guest Ronnie Cummins says, all farmed fish are in general not a good idea for either the health of the planet or your own health. Ronnie Cummins, what do you know about these public hearings, where they're happening? Is the FDA going to have them nationwide, do you think?
I doubt if they'll be nationwide, but we certainly are going to encourage people to pile on thousands of letters and petitions to the FDA and also have a significant number of people show up at the hearings. And I just wanted to clarify that there are several types of fish farms that are sustainable at this point in time, but none of them are salmon farms. There's
oh, I
a
see.
Way to do tilapia, for example. There's a way to do catfish in a controlled, sustainable manner, but there is no sustainable salmon fish farming industry, period.
Well, what's a website listeners can get more information about, concerns on both organic as well as organic foods as well as genetically engineered foods?
Our website is organicconsumers.org. You can go to our site, which has thousands of articles on it. Use our internal search engine for genetically engineered salmon. That'll bring you to a petition that you can send to the FDA and your congressional representatives to say, stop this procedure before it goes forward. Let's, protect the oceans and protect wild species while we still have time.
Well, we'll link to your website directly from our website, uprisingradio.org, later today. We'll also link directly to the petition. So if listeners want to check out our site later today, they can get that information. Ronnie Cummins, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Ronnie Cummins is Executive Director of the Organic Consumers Association. He's also the co-author with Francis Moore LaPay and Ben Lilliston of the book Genetically Engineered Foods, A Self-Defense Guide for Consumers. We've been talking about new GM salmon that the FDA is on the verge of approving. The petition, if you don't agree with having the FDA approve the GM salmon, is on the website organicconsumers.org.